S213 testing, Tom C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological reevaluation treatment report in Arlene Peavy, P-E-V-Y. This follows transcribed letterhead of August 16, 2012, obviously today's date. It's addressed to Dr. Nathaniel Howard. Please put doctor before his name. The neurological counsel reevaluation treatment report, clinical indication, one seizure disorder treated to history of dysomnia/insomnia, three chronic spinal pain diagnoses. Typed the same prior findings, typed the same comorbid medical problems, typed the same current medications, typed the same current complaints, chronic neck and pain, back pain, number one, number two, moderate to severe bilateral knee pain, pain in the right hip. Subparagraph MR imaging study shows substantial degenerative knee changes bilaterally. Subparagraph MR imaging of the hip shows small labral tear without other degenerative changes. DME-CPAP therapy, -noncompliance. Subparagraph previous findings of sleep disordered breathing. Subparagraph findings of limb movement disorder of sleep, -treated with a narcotic analgesia, subparagraph, no serious arterial desaturations or sleep apnea on testing, average nocturnal saturation 95%. Dear Dr. Howard, Arlene Peavy returned today for reevaluation. Two paragraphs she was most recently seen about 1 month ago with no readjustment of her analgesia, new paragraph. She reports that over the holidays, with increasing activity, she took her medicine every 4 hours since the medicine effect was wearing off. Subparagraph, in consideration of this, I'm refilling her medicine to take 7.5, 325 up to every 4 hours, comma, number 150, with two refills. New paragraph, I reviewed her dysomnia, previous evaluation and treatment. Subparagraph, she was using oxygen. She never had CPAP successfully. Subparagraph, these were all discontinued. Subparagraph, limb movement disorder is successfully treated with rupinerol. New paragraph, she continues not to smoke. New paragraph, she was attended by her daughter today. New paragraph, in consideration of her evaluation, the pain outcomes profile. Pain outcomes and profile are all capitalized. And the PADT, Pain Management Progress Reports, were recompleted, showing a successful benefit with her therapy. Subparagraph, there's no evidence of adverse reactions or potentially aberrant drug-related behaviors. New paragraph, she remains under treatment with Dr. Roberto Vieira for glycemic dysregulation. Subparagraph, unfortunately, this continues. Subparagraph, this is most likely a consequence of hypothalamic dysfunction and her dysomnia, for which we will reconsider her treatment. New paragraph, I discussed with her a referral to Dr. Vanderwerf, capital V-A-N, small D-E-R, capital W-E-R-F-F, M-D, that is DDS, a sleep medicine dental specialist. Subparagraph, the more recent literature suggests that with findings of substantial sleep disorder breathing, dash that she has, she may be partially responsive to an oral appliance. Subparagraph, if she is, then CPAP retitration may be beneficial, and she would be comfortable with the CPAP mask. New paragraph, as you may remember, she has substantial problem with her knees that continues. New paragraph, I will see her for reevaluation in 3 months, having refilled her prescription, so I respect with my professional signature.